Lesson 42, Moroni and His Writings. Purpose, to help the children want to choose good over evil, so they may be blessed with charity, the pure love of Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Mormon chapter 8, verses 2 through 6, and Moroni chapters 1, 7, and 8. Then, study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Picture 4-51, Mormon bids farewell to a once great nation. Gospel Art Picture Kit 319, number 62043. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the picture Mormon bids farewell to a once great nation, and ask the children who the men in the picture are. Explain that Mormon gave part of the sacred records to his son, Moroni, to protect them from the Lamanites and to have Moroni complete the account. Have the children read Moroni's words in Mormon chapter 8, verses 2 through 5. Help the children determine approximately how long Moroni was alone by finding the year of the final Nephite battle on the bottom of the page in Mormon chapter 6. Then have the children subtract that date from the year listed on the bottom of the last page of Moroni chapter 10. 421 minus 385 equals 36 years. Ask the children how long they have ever been alone. Help them imagine what it would be like to be alone for 36 years. Explain that Moroni lived through many difficulties to complete the gold plates so they could come to future generations as the Book of Mormon and help us become like Jesus Christ. You might also use Enrichment Activity 1 as an attention activity. Scripture Account. Teach the children the account of Moroni's living alone in the wilderness and writing his father's words on the plates as told in Mormon chapter 8, verses 2 through 6, and Moroni chapters 1, 7, and 8. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. In addition to finishing the record of the Nephites, Moroni also wrote a brief history of another civilization. Who were these people? Moroni chapter 1, verse 1. How did Moroni feel about Jesus Christ? Moroni chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. You may want to bear your testimony of Jesus Christ. How can having a testimony of Jesus Christ help us choose the right? What did Moroni write about doing good? Moroni chapter 7, verses 6 through 8. Why is it important to do acts of kindness with the right attitude? What are some of the gifts we are commanded to give as members of the Church of Jesus Christ? Service, love, obedience, tithing, fast offerings. What did Moroni write about how we should pray? Moroni chapter 7, verse 9. What can we do to make our prayers more sincere? What spirit is given to all of us to help us judge between good and evil? Moroni chapter 7, verses 15 through 18. Explain that the light of Christ is often called a person's conscience. What additional help does Heavenly Father send us when we are baptized? The gift of the Holy Ghost. How can we use this knowledge to make decisions? See Enrichment Activity 2. What did Mormon write about charity? Moroni chapter 7, verses 45 and 47. See Enrichment Activities 3 and 4. Why is it important for us to have charity? Moroni chapter 10, verse 21. What can we do to gain the pure love of Christ, or charity? Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. What blessings are we promised if we have the pure love of Christ?
What did Moroni write about baptizing little children? Moroni chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. What does it mean to be accountable? to be able to recognize good and evil, and to be responsible for our choices. At what age are we accountable for our actions? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, verses 25 and 27. How do you think the histories of the Nephites and the Jaredites might have been different if they had applied the principles of charity in their lives? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review summary or challenge. 1. For this activity, you will need a piece of tin and a nail. A large lid from a can might work for the piece of tin. Cover all sharp edges with tape. Have the children take turns using the nail to scratch a letter or two of the following words. Now I, Moroni, on the piece of metal or tin. Express your appreciation for the Book of Mormon record keepers who engraved the words of God on metal plates. 2. Use the following or similar examples of choices that apply to your class. Have the children use Moroni chapter 7, verse 16 to help them choose good from evil. You are playing ball with your friends when a child who does not play well wants to join your team. Your friends tell you if this person plays on your team, you will lose the game. You consider telling the child not to play with you. Ask yourself, does this choice invite me to do good and to believe in Jesus Christ? You are watching a movie that has an immoral scene that only lasts a few seconds. You feel embarrassed to leave the movie. Ask yourself, does watching this movie invite me to do good and to believe in Jesus Christ? You are in a store when the clerk makes a mistake and doesn't charge you the right amount for the item you are buying. You know that the item costs more than what you were charged, but the clerk made the error. Ask yourself, does paying the wrong price invite me to do good and to believe in Jesus Christ? Your bishop has asked you to read the Book of Mormon every day. Sometimes scripture words are hard for you to understand. Ask yourself, does reading the scriptures every day help me to do good and persuade me to believe in Christ? 3. Explain the qualities of charity found in Moroni chapter 7, verse 45, using terms the children can understand. You could have the children match Moroni's descriptions with your explanations. Suffereth long, is patient, kind, not cruel or mean, loving. Envieth not, is not jealous. Not puffed up, humble and not proud. Seeketh not her own, is unselfish. Not easily provoked, slow to anger and quick to forgive. Thinketh no evil, is trusting and looks for the good. Rejoiceth in truth, is honest. Beareth all things, is obedient. Believeth all things, is faithful. Hopeth all things, is optimistic and trusting. Endureth all things, is patient and persistent. 4. Moroni had the pure love of Christ. Help the children find some of the following examples of Moroni's charity, or use some of the following examples as you tell the children the story of Moroni. Suffereth long. Moroni lived alone for over 36 years, patiently keeping the records. Mormon chapter 8, verse 5. Kind. Moroni prayed for us, and he loved his brethren. Ether chapter 12, verses 36 and 38. Envieth not. Moroni saw our day and counseled us not to be envious or proud. Mormon chapter 8, verses 35 through 37. Not puffed up. Moroni was humble because of his weakness in writing. Ether chapter 12, verses 23 through 25. Seeketh not her own. Moroni unselfishly worked and prayed for us that we would have a knowledge of Jesus Christ. Mormon chapter 9, verse 36. Ether chapter 12, verse 41. Not easily provoked. Moroni forgave his enemies and worked hard to write things that he hoped would be of worth to them. Moroni chapter 1, verse 4. Thinketh no evil. Moroni exhorted us to hold to good and touch not evil. Moroni chapter 10, verse 30. Rejoiceth in truth. Moroni was honest. Moroni chapter 10, verse 27. Beareth all things. Because Moroni would not deny Jesus Christ, he had to wander alone for his safety. Moroni chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Believeth all things. Moroni encouraged us to believe in Jesus Christ. Mormon chapter 9, verse 21. So great was Moroni's faith that he was able to see Christ face to face. Ether chapter 12, verse 39. Hopeth all things. Moroni understood the importance of hope. Ether chapter 12, verse 32. Endureth all things. Moroni was faithful to the end. Moroni chapter 10, verse 34. 5. Moroni received a letter from his father when Moroni was first called to the ministry. As part of the letter, Mormon expressed his love, appreciation, and concern for his son. Refer to Moroni chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Before class, have a parent or an adult relative or friend of each of the children in your class write a letter of love and appreciation. Give these letters to the children as you explain the love that Mormon had for his son Moroni. Point out that Moroni valued this letter. He carried it with him as he fled from his enemies. Suggest that the children save their letters as a reminder to continue to do good things, which will please their parents and the Lord. 6. Review the 13th Article of Faith. 7. Sing or read the words to I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus from the Children's Songbook, page 78. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your gratitude for Moroni and bear testimony of the truth of his writings. Testify that little by little we can each become more like Christ. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Moroni chapter 1, Moroni chapter 7, verses 5 through 19, and verses 43 through 48 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 42, Moroni and His Teachings.